Welcome to Phone Boy Speaks, a short, irregularly produced podcast about whatever happens to be on my mind.
So I'm trying to clean off my hard drive because I have to do an upgrade to Big Sur, and unfortunately I need more disk space. And I was going through my podcast audio clips, and it looks like I had made this clip from my appearance on Hog Story back in March. We're talking about The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. It was about 5 minutes of, well, mostly me rambling, but a little bit of John and Carolyn also rambling in there as well. So, you know, in the interest of, clearing out my hard drive, I guess I will make this clip available to you. I'll see if I can find the link to the original episode that I was on back in March and put it in the show notes. But here you go. Here's me talking with John Fletcher and Carolyn Blaney about, well, Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
I'm trying to remember when I read the book, but I think I first saw the BBC series, and I saw it on PBS, of course, because I'm an American, not a Brit. I remember seeing it on, you know, PBS, right? The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, and then I read the books, I think. I played the computer game first. If you remember the old Infocom text adventure game called The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. I didn't get very far because I didn't have because I think I pirated it or something probably back in the day. And that was, but I think I played that well before I actually had like read the book or listened to the radio play. And actually, so a roommate I had in college had taped it off of NPR. And so I have the NPR playing of The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. And so there is a in the radio version of Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, there when I guess they get on to one of the planets, right, they had they started playing part of Pink Floyd, and I remember what's his name, but the main character in the book, he'd said, did you know your robot hums like Pink Floyd? I love Pink Floyd, by the way. That was the first album I put on a record player when I was a kid. The first adult album I put on the record player was Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon. So I have the radio play on cassette that my roommate had given me that was taped off of NPR. But it was the original radio play. And I think I'm sure there's also versions of that go beyond like the first three books or whatever than in the, that I probably have somewhere, but it's a, I remember on one of the trips we made down to Seaside at one year, my son, my wife and I were driving separate cars, back and forth. Seaside's about a 4.5 hour drive from where we live. And so from that we had, my son and I were listening to Hitchhiker's Guide to the radio, Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. I still have that, and it's still very cool to listen to. I actually
when
like
did
audio
you say
quite
he
a bit.
Died? What? When did you say he died? What year?
2001. It looks like. I have the Book of Knowledge page up, and he died 11th of May 2001.
Okay.
Oh, okay. That movie came out in 2005, but I thought...
Oh, that's what I was going to say.
That movie was not that... I mean, it was okay, but it was not as good as it could have been. The TV show, the BBC show
one thing.
From the early 80s was way better than the movie.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. I haven't seen any of that, and I hadn't listened to the radio stuff either.
Yeah, I probably have it on VHS tape, but I can't even play the VHS anymore because I don't think I have a VHS player that even works, but...
Oh, bummer. I used to, and it finally bit the dust, and I can't fix it. I've tried.
Yeah.
But I had a teacher in elementary school that read us those books. She read us a bunch of books that were kind of questionable for second graders, but that's okay.
Well, it was a different time, you know?
It stuck with me. I always liked it, and then kind of forgot about it till the movie came out in 2005 and watched the movie. And then had an inkling, you know, that all of it wasn't there. I mean, it's a Hollywood movie. Of course they do that. So I found an omnibus version of all the books, one big ass book.
Oh yeah. Well, I think it was a trilogy, but it was 5 or 6 books maybe. I can't remember. I think in the sixth, I think he wrote the sixth book primarily just to kill everybody off.
there was some stuff in there by, oh, I can't remember who, somebody that was.
Because the sixth book was kind of like ghost written because I think it was after he had passed away. So.
Oh yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Cause there was some stuff, a foreword or something like that written by somebody else in it.
So, yeah, I mean, he was an interesting, definitely, I don't know that he necessarily wanted to be famous or whatever, but you know, he definitely had, done it, but he's one of those guys that, yeah, people of a certain age will certainly have read, you know, of a certain genre have read that series and have been, you know, it's that in Monty Python and, you know, kind of the same sort of thing. Right.
It's the same kind of sense of humor. It makes you think a little bit.
in order to get
the joke.
Thanks for listening to Phone Boy Speaks. You can find us on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, or wherever fine podcasts are found.